show us a 5-minute demo that you can do free using IRA every day, multiple times in a day, for no cost. Free. Oh, sorry.
Free.
For 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I gotta find this really low microphone. Janie's here's kind of short, so. So I thought I had an hour, Janie.
What are you talking about? 10 minutes. Go.
Oh, all right. Cool. So who here has heard of IRA?
Yay!
Who here has IRA?
Yay!
All right. Well, for those of you that don't, come see me. I have a code for you. It is my code. So we're going to show you actually how to use IRA for free. So here, IRA's being me. All right, so we're going to show you how to use IRA. IRA is free here in the hotel. We're at IRA hotspot location. So if you download the app, it's A-I-R-A. It's a free application. You can sign up as a guest for free, and you can use it here at the hotel for free. So I am going to actually connect to an IRA agent, and we're going to do a few fun things, and then I'll wrap it up, and we'll talk about it in a minute. So, open air. Gotta make sure it's on the phone. Yep. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Can everybody hear here?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good. So we're doing a demo today. We're here at the National Federation of Blind New Jersey Tech Division. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
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 All right.
Can you turn off some and give the screen?
Turn it off.
Turn the volume up a little bit more.
Put your microphone.
All right.
Yeah, we're
hanging. Yep. So, yeah, we're at the Marriott today. So, I had a question for you. I know IRA is a great service. I use it all the time to get around and things like that. IRA also, I hear, has a partnership with a few other individuals where I can get some free minutes if I don't have a paid subscription. Could you tell me about those?
Anything from sending emails, checking inventory, anything that you need. We will give 30 minutes of free service for that, and there are unlimited times that you could call. And we have the same thing for those who are looking for a job, who don't have a job at the moment. We have the Job Seeker Program. So if you're looking for a job, give us a call, and we'll help you with whether it's picking out an outfit or working on your resume or helping you write a cover letter. We will do that as well. And if you're having issues with JAWS, if you use JAWS, they are also helping sponsor 30 minutes of free service if you need us to tell you what's going on the screen, why it's not working or talking, we will help you out with that as well. So yeah, we have an unlimited amount of promotions such like that.
All right, great. Also, like Jamie was saying, they have a promotion where anybody can use IRA at in 5-minute increments for free. So if you need to read your mail or anything like that, you're able to do that. How it works is right now I have it on my iPhone. If you're one of those poor Android users, you can download it on your Android also. and they will still help you. They don't discriminate. And how it works is you create a guest account. You're able to call in. And when the 5 minutes is up, do you give them a warning ahead of time, or how does that work?
We try to. Sometimes if we're involved in a task, we may not be able to, but sometimes you'll get an alert as well. You should get an alert on your end, and we should get one on our end, and we try to warn you about the 30 seconds before it hangs up, because it will disconnect.
All right, cool. So how this works is it ran through the camera on the back of your phone. So I went out to dinner the other night, and I got a business card from this really cool guy. I can't read the card. I'm completely blind here. So I'm going to have my wonderful assistant here from Ira. Go ahead and read me this business card. Can you go ahead and do that for me?
Sure, yeah. So go ahead and, yes, I do see that it says MacBiggers@yahoo.com.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Oh, there's a QR code on this card. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think there's something on this side of the card also.
Yes, it says, and go ahead and pull back just a little bit with the camera, please. It says, Mac Figures, CJC, NFB, NJ, President.
Oh, all right, cool. Well, that sounds like a pretty cool guy. you know, I'm kind of old, not as old as other people in the room, but...
Okay, man.
So I know you said there was some contact information on here, but I don't want to always have to call you. Is there a way that you can take a picture of this and store it for me?
Sure thing. Yes, I'll go ahead and take a picture right now. And it should have said taking picture or something of that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And if you'd like, I can transcribe that information so yep. that you can have it available.
Yeah,
okay.
if you could do that and save it to my photo gallery, that would be amazing.
Okay.
All right, so what she's able to do is she just took that picture for me, and she's actually able to save it to my IRA photo library, and when I need to have that information again, she will have typed that description to me. For example, the other year for Christmas, I called Ira. They hung out with us for Christmas with me and my family. And they actually took family photos of people opening their presents. And later that evening, I was able to go through and see that Grandma was opening a scarf that I gave her, things like that. So,
cheap.
I know. There's many different tasks. So one thing is I go to the store all the time with my wife, and I get bored just walking around the store. So I call Ira. So if we're going to do an example, can you tell me where at Walmart in Freehold is where I live? Where I would find the Bush's baked beans, because, you know, I want to go there when I'm there with my wife and want to find them by myself.
Okay, so you want to know the, okay, I'm sorry. So it was the Walgreens, did you say?
Walmart. In Freehold.
Okay. Walmart in Freehold.
And while she looks this up, you'll see how fast she does it while we'll keep talking for a minute. So,
okay.
Yeah, and we're looking for Bush's baked beans, so. All right, so Bush is, well, you know, I don't know how good Bush would be, but, you know. So Ira does many things. I'm kind of lazy, so Ira is able to help me, which I use on a constant basis. They can help me log in, and they help me complete my timesheet at work, and tell me how many days I have off. So they actually helped me fill out my vacation request so I could be here today with you guys.
Do they work for you?
Oh, no. Well, they do. I pay them, so I hope they do. So, yeah. So how's that going, looking up those baked beans?
Yes. So I found it, and they took me back to my store. Sorry about that.
Oh, well, where are they at your store? That's okay.
Well, let's see. They are...
We'll send you to the store for us.
Okay, I'll pick it up on my way. It's showing it, but they're not telling me which aisle.
Their store's not cool. So what happens is Ira has access to a dashboard with Google Maps and things like that. They also have blueprints of buildings. They're also able to access different databases such as Walmart, Walgreens, Wegmans, and they're able to actually identify exactly where an item is. So, for example, I wanted Bush's Baked Beans because I was making a chili recipe the other day that called for it, and I called up Ira, and the guy's like, oh, it's on aisle A11, and I was like, oh, cool. So, I was right there, and got to the aisle and called up for my 5 minutes, and the guy found the baked beans for me on the aisle, and I grabbed them and was on my way. So, there's several different tasks. So, now, Ira can also help with navigating out in the public. They're able to look up bus routes. They're also able to give you help with the subway. One of their new partnerships is the New York public transit system. So you can use them in the subway. Who loves the New York subway system? From Utah, a little cowboy, you know, the subway system's kind of a little intimidating. So I'm glad I can have my Ira friend there with me. So they can provide many services like that. So we're going to give our friend on the phone from Ira applause, if we will. Yay. Yeah, thanks for your help.
One question.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to questions in just a second. Okay. So I just ended the call with our IRA agent, and it's actually really simple. It's really nice. You're able to, it pops up a screen when you're done, and it says, is this person good or poor? And then you select which one you want. You can give them comments if you want, and then you hit submit. So I'm going to say they did good, so. And we'll just submit that. So, also, who here uses Uber and Lyft?
Yeah.
All right. Who likes to know where their ride is but can't read the map?
What?
All right. And who likes to make sure they get in the right vehicle?
Well,
Jamie doesn't want to know straight here, so. So, well, what Ira does is you can actually link your Ira or Lyft service with Ira. They can request you a ride. They are also able to track that ride for you. And when the vehicle arrives, they can tell you that your vehicle's there. If it's the correct vehicle, correct person, so you're not getting into any stranger's car, you know. And actually help you navigate to your Uber. So you can easily get in. So one new thing that Ira has recently changed is they changed their policy for street crossings. And this happened actually just last week. Before, Ira agents, once you got to a street crossing, would be quiet, wouldn't say anything until you got to the other side of the street. They have changed that policy now where they will let you cross the street independently. But let's say a car that cars like to try to hurry and beat you to the other corner, so you're trying to pull in front of you. If you start going outside of the crosswalk, they will actually give you that verbal feedback now. So that's one of their new policies that they have. And like I said, it is free this weekend. Try it out, see what you like. I will be here all weekend. You can come see me. I'm more than willing to help you. Show you the iPhone. And also they have, if you are interested in it, and you use it a lot like I do and several other people do, they have another device called the Horizon Kit, which they actually provide you with a cell phone and a pair of sunglasses that have a camera in it. So you can use it for other things like that. But those do cost. If you're interested, you know, definitely find me. We can talk more. Do I have enough time for two questions?
Yes.
All right, two questions.
Sherry, I have a question.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Ira, will it help you download music? If there's a song that you like, if you call Ira, will it download any song for you and put it on your phone to you?
No. So Ira does have the option where if you are, like they did say, if you are having problems with your computer and it's accessibility related, they do have an option to remote control into your computer if you give them permission through a TeamViewer application, and they can assist you with doing things on your computer that you're having troubles with. So You know, if you're on an inaccessible website, sure, they'll help you download your music. But, yeah. All right, any other questions?
Mac, Anne-Marie Harris.
Anne-Marie, what's
up? Do you know off the top of your head which locations? I know when we were at National Walgreens, there was no fee to use it there, the airport. Do you know any shopping places other than Walgreens and Wegmans? Those are the two I know.
Yeah, so right now, Walgreens and Wegmans are the main ones. New ones are coming up all the time. And actually, if you download the application, even for the free users, it actually has a location finder. So I actually pulled up the location finder last night because it wasn't free here in the hotel last night. That's kind of sad. I know. So I was trying to figure out where were free locations. And there is probably about a good 40 of them within a mile range from here. So, because there's food locations, there's all of AT&T's stores are free, Bank of America's locations are free, the EWR airport is free, several airports, any NFB convention is free, several locations, I know Boston Transit, New York Transit, hopefully we can get New Jersey Transit on board. Several college campuses have actually started using IRA, such as Princeton, instead of paying for Reader Strike services, the colleges are actually purchasing a subscription for a whole campus so they can issue it out to their blind staff and faculty. So IRA is really branching out to try to help us blind consumers lower the prices. As those of you that have had IRA for a long time, the prices are going down slowly. IRA's goal is eventually to have free access to all blind, which they have done very successfully with many of their programs, and I hope they keep going forward. But I want to thank my Federation family for giving me this time, and if you have any questions, please let me know. Yeah.